So, the cost issue is always a really difficult one to sort out. But if we put it aside and just look at clinical risk and benefit, do you think it is incumbent on physicians, oncologists, to go through the two alternatives in terms of potential risk? You mentioned the bleomycin, you mentioned the peripheral neuropathy, and potential differences numerically in outcomes for all people with extensive stage disease.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. This is really a question of being maybe a good doctor but not a good citizen. So in the U.S., we have this kind of disorganized healthcare system. And for my patient, for example, who I decided to use BV plus AVD, the insurance company will pay for it. So what's the difference, to me or to him? I mean, this is an increased cost, and we are able to do it in this country. In countries that have government health care, provincial health care, like in Canada, or government, like in Western Europe, then, the insurer is the people, and it's the government, and they have to decide, make decisions on to what difference they're going to require to justify an increased expense. So in this country, I think it's easier to give BV plus AVD because if the patient is on label and has good insurance, they'll pay for it anyway. So sometimes I think, I give a treatment that was a little bit better on a clinical trial, not only on the ECHELON trial, but on other trials. And I sometimes say, okay, I'm being good for the patient because there's a little bit better result, and the insurance will pay for it. But if you're really looking at costs of healthcare, I mean, that's a different consideration. So I'm sorry if that's a little bit long-winded answer, but it's
No,
really.
I think it's a really, I mean, it's just such a difficult, challenging issue for every single oncologist. But I was thinking about the fact in a patient like yours, so if there's a 10% difference, and that 10%, they're going to be getting transplant and a lot of expensive therapy. I wonder if a patient like that, it actually is cost-effective.
Well, something? I was involved with and I don't do this, but I was involved in a cost analysis done with Truven, which is part of IBM. They have a very large database of insurance claims. And so they did an analysis of the costs of failure to frontline therapy for Hodgkin lymphoma based on their insurance database, which I guess is commercial insurance and Medicare. And so I'm not really that acquainted with that type of analysis, which is clinically not the greatest, but it is very large numbers. And bottom line, and this is kind of a technical paper, bottom line is they made an estimate of what the cost of failure of frontline therapy would be at 5 years following diagnosis. And they estimated around $500,000. So again, I think the costs of salvage therapy, transplant, and so on for the patients who have to be salvaged versus the initial costs of initial therapy, I think is something that, has to be looked at. And as I say, I'm not an expert on analyzing insurance claim databases, but I thought this was a very interesting study, and it is published in one of the healthcare outcomes journals.
Really interesting.